Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these Pebbles of Truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at www.pebblesoftruth.com. Welcome back to Pebbles of Truth. We trust that you've survived Black Friday and are getting ready to celebrate the Advent season. While many parents are trying to stretch their Christmas spending dollars and shop for the best deals in town, here on Pebbles of Truth, we'd like to spend a few weeks talking about great Christmas gifts that we can give our children and grandchildren that won't cost a penny. Back with me again this week is Scott Phillips. And Scott, I know that you've been making a list and checking it twice for your family.
That's right.
So what's one gift that we're going to be talking about this month?
Well, it's the gift of tender touch. Touch is one of the most powerful gifts that God has given to us so we can show love to our children and to our grandchildren. Even momentary or incidental contact with the people that we care about strengthens our bond with them because it sends a message of affirmation, comfort, love, and security.
Wow, I'm not sure I thought about touch in that sense. Can you tell our listeners a little more about how you came to realize the importance of touch?
Well, sure. You know, one of the things about being a parent that constantly amazes me is just how different and unique each of my three kids are. Despite having the same mom and dad, each one has a unique personality and mannerisms and just a general nature about them. Because of that, they're each teaching me something different. Abby finds joy in the littlest things in life, which is something I can always work on. And Greg's showing me the value of sticking with things. He almost always finishes what he starts. Trent, my youngest, on the other hand, is teaching me a lot about the importance of tender touch. Unlike his brother and sister, Trent is the strong, silent type.
Yes.
He doesn't talk much, and it's been an adjustment after having two that said, "I love you, Daddy," at a very young age. Trent, however, loves to be hugged and held. He constantly wants to sit on my lap at the breakfast table and at the desk and on the couch, and he rarely walks up to me with his hands outstretched, wanting me to pick him up and hold him. It's his way of saying, "I love you." As my older two continue to grow up, those interactions with them are decreasing, which makes me value touch even more.
Well, you know, Scott, the Bible speaks often to the power of tender touch. Jacob, it says, gently laid his hands on his grandsons, Ephraim and Manasseh, to give them his blessings. The people of Israel laid their hands on the Levites as they were set apart for priestly duties, and Jesus, of course, was the master of communicating love through touch. Mark 1:31 tells us that filled with compassion, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. Immediately, the leprosy left him and cured him. Mark 10:16 also says that he took the children into his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them.
Wow, Jeff, those are wonderful verses to teach and memorize with our kids. Tender touches like hugs and kisses can be tough for some parents, especially dads.
Now, why do you think that is?
Well, you know, there's a number of reasons. Some of us just aren't naturally wired that way to be that kind of affectionate, of course, and so we need to make a conscious effort to do it. But for many others, being physically affectionate with our kids just isn't something that was modeled for us by our parents and grandparents. My one neighbor, for example, once told me that the only time his father gave him any sort of physical affection was when he would occasionally just rest his hand on top of my neighbor's head when he was a young boy.
So what I hear you saying, then, is that parents who didn't grow up in homes where affection was routinely given might not even realize that they're withholding the gift of tender touch from their children.
Exactly. It is something of a learned behavior. Now, I grew up in a very affectionate family, so tender touch comes pretty easy for me, but for others it might not be the case. And it truly is a gift that keeps on giving, and it's something that we definitely want to pass on through the generations. So this Christmas season, give the gift of tender touch to your family. Make sure that your spouse and your kids and your grandkids are receiving tender touches from you on a daily basis. Your relationships with them will grow and flourish because of it.
Well, thanks, Scott, for that gift, and we look forward to learning about another gift next week. Before we want to go, I want to mention that our Pebbles of Truth radio show is one part of the ministry here at House on the Rock. We've enjoyed being a small part of your Saturdays all year long and are looking forward to another year of programs in 2012. If you've enjoyed our show and would like to learn more about all the exciting ways that we help build strong men, marriages, and families, or would even be interested in giving a year-end gift to our ministry, please visit our website.
And that's www.hotrfm.org.
Where not only will you find a bunch of great articles on parenting and marriage, but also our weekly blog, our upcoming calendar of events, and a place where you can give a gift to our ministry.
Or find us on Facebook and go ahead and like us. We regularly update that page with everything that's happening at our ministry.
Thanks for listening. And until next week,
let's keep building our house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at www.pebblesoftruth.com.